the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Fans of 60s Garage Rock, I'm Phil Gray, you're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. This is episode 511, got underway with the Mojo Men. Based in San Francisco, formed 1965, but it's a band that went through a number of lineups through their lifetime, till their eventual breakup in 1969. A significant change when the lead singer left the group in 1966, he was replaced by Jan Errico, formerly of a band called The Vegetables. They changed record labels, and there was a change in their earlier British Invasion-influenced garage rock style into more pop folk rock, culminating in their cover of Buffalo Springfield's Sit Down, I Think I Love You, their first and only top 40 single. But from their earlier incarnation, the Mojo Men, a track called My Woman's Head, I found this review from Richie Unterberger, describes them as a pop garage group with thumping monotonous drums and rinky-dink organ patterns that can grate. And even worse, the material is often so thin as to be puerile. Well, he's talking about some tracks that were brought together in a 21-track compilation. But it does describe their emulations of the Stones, Kinks, and Animals as pale. The Mojo Men, My Woman's Head.
Set up a 20-man committee to do away with this vulgar, animalistic, rock and roll box.
Retrospect.
We've got a few obscure bands in this week's episode, including this next one. They are called the Pewter Pals, fronted by Jim Pewter. Recorded at Fidelity Recording Studios in 1965, the Pewter Pals, this is Shame, Shame on Jane, B-side to a 45 called Childhood.
The Decoys with the flip side of their ghastly record called You're Against.
What you got against my friends? They seem alright. Just because they're not your style, it don't seem right that you should pick and choose to whom I talk to. Well, is it me that you're against? Well, I ask you, what you got against my car? Your style, it don't seem right. It's not that bad now, you really can't tell. Well, is it me that you're against? That you're against? Every night I get the same old moans from you. I said, can't you change your ways, girl? It's up to you. It's up to you. Your style, it don't seem right. Since when did you choose to what I wear now? Well, is it me that you're against? That you're against?
It's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Yeah.
Fairly obscure 60s garage bands, the Pewter Pals, Shame, Shame on Jane topped the set. Then Australian band, the Decoys, recorded for Columbia, 1966-45. We had the A-side, You're Against. The Decoys formed as a trio in Adelaide, South Australia, 1965. Relocated to Melbourne, released three singles, appeared on a TV show, then sank into obscurity. The Decoys out of Australia, You're Against. Then thirdly, cover of the Kinks, Till the End of the Day. I found this one deep in my collection. I can't find any reference to them online anywhere. The band is called The Seventh Seal. So if you know anything about them, get in touch with me via Instagram or Facebook.
You're with Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
And he's got this high approval rating, so why don't I have a high approval rating?
Well, check out this really cool Who cover from obscure band Mali Balavi. Students at Hollywood High School, where there's a recording studio located straight across the street. Their recording session financed by band member's father, Cleve Herman, who was a radio and TV commentator, who wore a black patch. So this 45 released on Black Patch Records. Here we go. Mali Balavi with Substitute.
Everything you see is so fine. Hi, I'm Jimmy Calloway from Los Angeles, California, and when I'm not running from the police for selling counterfeit vaccination cards, I'm listening to Phil Gray on the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Call my pager later if you need some.
It's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Phantom was my brother Joe. It
It's mellow. It's raucous. It's tender. It's raw.
Set of four out of the States, Marley Balavi topped the set with Substitute. Then we had The Shadows of Night, B-side of their 1966 Oh Yeah 45, Light Bulb Blues, the Mark V with a track called Phantom. Now, there are several bands with the name Mark V. One of them went on to become the Peppermint Trolley Company. Another Mark V came out of Scotland. There were heaps of bands called the Mark IV. But who were these Mark V? I'm not sure. Track off the Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 3 compilation, the Mark V with Phantom. And then Yesterday's Children, another band that shared their name with many, many groups. 1966 45, Wanna Be With You, their only 45, released on Showcase. Yesterday's Children, Wanna Be With You.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Global Garage for the rest of this week's episode. Here's a band out of Bolivia on Psycho Fasico Records, a 7-inch 33 1/3 RPM EP, released 1969. The EP is titled Beat 69, Los Dag Dags, not Los Dug Dugs. This is Los Dag Dags, D-H-A-G. Track's called El Gato.
Pues olvidé aquel refrán, cuervo no debes criar, los ojos te sacarán. Vete ya, vete ya. Thank you. oscuridad que el refrán. El cuerpo no debe guiar, los ojos te sacarán. Me pillan, me
Here's more cool 60s garage punk on Retrospect. With Phil Gray on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. tracks out of Bolivia with Los Dagdags, top of the set. Then India. The band is X Lens. X apostrophe Lens. It's from that Indian compilation, Similar Beat, the cigarette company that ran two consecutive years of Battle of the Bands. X Lens with a wild take on Born on the Bayou also appears on a compilation called Strangers from a Strange Land. X Lens. Then thirdly, The Javelins from the Netherlands. Together 62-64, track called Javelins Beat, recorded 1963 at Electrola Studio in Cologne, Germany. Javelin, Javelins Rock, off the Planetary Pebbles compilation.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you feed your children on rock and roll, you're feeding them on something that destroys their virtue and their willpower.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Let's take in a set of Asian tracks. Firstly, the Philippines with D Swooners. Spent a lot of their time performing in the nightclubs of Hong Kong, opened for the Kinks and Manfred Mann in Hong Kong. Japanese talent scout found them and took them over to Japan. They released two singles and two albums, one of which included this track. I think it's probably the one they're best known for. D Swooners with Please Please Trina.
Let's give it out like nobody can. love like nobody can. Let's give love like nobody can.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelic.
I'm enjoying it. I think it's very exciting but very derivative.
We had the Philippines, D Swooners, top of the set with Please Please Trina. Then fantastic Japanese group sounds band, The Outcast. You can see them up on our Instagram and Facebook. Formed 1966, released six singles and an album, The Outcast, Everything's All Right. Then thirdly, Sin Sisamut, Cambodian singer, active from the 50s through to the 70s, widely considered to be the king of Khmer music, part of the huge pop scene in Phnom Penh, blending elements of traditional Khmer music with R&B. In fact, he was known for his crooning voice, akin to Sinatra or Nat King Cole. Became part of the pop music scene, even touching on the flourishing psychedelia. Sin Sisamut, born 1932, lived to around 1976. The dates are not clear, as is the case with all of these Cambodian musicians who had disappeared during the rise of the Khmer Rouge. Sin Sisamut, Candy Court Korea, it's my attempt at the song name. You'll know it, of course, as House of the Rising Sun.
Phil Gray.
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 Phil Gray's retrospect.
Here's a band out of Sweden, recorded for Columbia, released 1966. They called The Best. This is the A-side of their 1966 45. It is Backdoor Man, written by Willie Dixon, originally recorded by Howlin' Wolf. You can see The Best up on our Instagram and Facebook. Backdoor Man. That's it for episode 511. Real mix this week. Tracks out of the States, Australia, Bolivia, India, Netherlands, Japan, Cambodia, Sweden. Wrapping it up with one out of Italy. Took it off the Planetary Pebbles compilation, Surf Beat Behind the Iron Curtain Volume 1. Compilation claims to feature strictly groups from the behind the Iron Curtain. Of course, that's not true. A dozen or so tracks were recorded by Western European bands and, in fact, a Japanese band as well. But off Planetary Pebbles, Surf Beat Behind the Iron Curtain. This is The Constellations. They recorded for Togo Records an album called Fantastic Guitars, Italian band. This one's called Colorado. Thanks for joining me again for Retrospect. I'm Phil Gray. Stay safe, people, and stay well. With Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.